I'm Michael Brown reporting the March for Our Lives rally underway here in Washington. The demonstration fueled by gun violence, including mass school shootings, that has motivated a youth movement's call for action, especially at the voting booths.
This past year, only 61.4% of registered voters used their voice. But with this movement, we will ensure record-breaking turnout, not just in presidential elections, not just in midterm elections, but in all elections.
The Washington demonstration is one of 800 going on around the world. Protesters gathering outside the U.S. Embassy in London Saturday, calling for changes in gun laws in the U.S. U.S. prosecutors say in one of the largest state-sponsored cyber attacks uncovered by the Justice Department, 9 Iranian hackers spent 4 years penetrating the computer systems of hundreds of American and foreign universities and other institutions to steal valuable research and other data on behalf of Iran's government. Prosecutors say the hackers worked for Mabna Institute and carried out many of the computer intrusions on behalf of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. A bomb exploded under a car in Egypt's second city, Alexandria, on Saturday, killing 2 people, including a policeman. The attack comes 2 days before the country is due to hold a presidential election. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. Islamic State released a video last month in which it warned Egyptians against taking part in the upcoming vote and urged Islamists to attack security forces and leaders. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Islamic State group claiming responsibility for shooting and hostage-taking incidents in southern France, in which 4 people were killed, including the suspect, who was shot dead by police. The French Interior Minister says the French police officer, who exchanged himself for hostages held by a gunman, has died. We get more on the story. Lisa Bryan in Paris.
Authorities have identified the suspect as 25-year-old French-Moroccan Redouane Lakhdim, a small-time drug dealer who was reportedly under surveillance for potentially being a religious radical, although he was not considered a security threat. Interior Minister Gérard Colomb said Lakhdim first shot dead a driver while stealing a car in the southern town of Carcassonne, then opened fire on police, wounding one of them. His next target was a supermarket in the nearby town of Trèbes. Reports say Lakhdim shouted Allah Akbar, fired into the air, and took hostages. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
South Korea announced Saturday that North Korea has agreed to meet next week to coordinate the logistics and agendas for an inter-Korea summit to be held in April. Each side will send a 3-member team Thursday to the border truce village of Panmunjom. The April summit between the two Korean leaders, the South's Moon Jae-in and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, comes ahead of a face-to-face meeting between President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim. That is expected to take place by the end of May to work out a deal to end the North's nuclear weapons deal. China is condemning the United States for what it calls a serious political and military provocation after a warship from the U.S. entered waters near an island claimed by Beijing in the South China Sea. A spokesman for the Chinese Defense Ministry said the U.S. had seriously harmed Chinese sovereignty and security. The U.S. Navy destroyer USS Musden on Friday sailed close to the Chinese island in the South China Sea on what it called a freedom of navigation operation. It was warned to leave the waters by 2 Chinese Navy ships. British investigators have entered the London offices of the data research firm Cambridge Analytica, which is at the center of a controversy over the alleged use of millions of people's personal data from the Facebook social network. Hired by the Trump campaign for U.S. president, the company had a blueprint for targeting U.S. voters during the 2016 election. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in